Coming to you live from AboveTopSecret.com, here is Akashic Wanderer, and tonight, his special guest, weighing in at just over 150 pounds, is God Almighty.
Welcome. It seems we are spending 10 minutes together. Except for those of you who have more urgent business to attend to and have to leave early. And that's okay too. These 20 minutes won't be comfortable for you unless you become comfortable with the present moment, because that's all you're getting. And if you don't become comfortable with the present moment, then you may feel a strong urge to leave before it's over and search for some other moment more stimulating, more interesting, some other moment that offers more than this moment.
Thank you, God. I want to sincerely thank you for allowing me to interview you today and allowing the interview to be made accessible to the AboveTopSecret.com public. Now, God, for those unbelievers out there, those that don't believe that you're actually God, what kind of proof can you provide to them?
Now, I know there are people out there who don't believe I'm God. To prove to them that I am God, I've brought my birth certificate.
Thank you, God. Wow. This legally confirms that you are God. Now, God, your age, please.
That's very rude, Kashyyyk.
Alright, then. Well, some of the ATS community has given me some questions to ask you during our interview. Is it okay if I ask them now?
Yes.
Thank you. Now, my first question comes from my friend, Yarkovin. He asks you, God, what is the meaning of life?
The meaning of life is the condition of living or the state of being alive.
Alright. His next question is, can you please tell me some paranormal topics that are true, if any, and how to do them or prove them for ourselves?
Yes.
For his next question, Yarkovin asks, what is the mainly true religion that you would have us follow? Which religion most accurately represents you?
Gnosticism.
Gnosticism. Interesting. His next question says, can you tell us some major catastrophes that are going to happen in the next 100 years and how to avoid them?
Yes.
Another quick-witted answer. Yarkovin now asks, is there such a thing as reincarnation?
Yes.
Now your coffin, Yarkovin asks, what is your favorite thing out of all of your creations?
That would be my grade 10 science project.
Good choice, God. Now we move on to Benevolent Heretics questions. Her first one is, what does God think about people who doubt his existence? Basically, the agnostic point of view, the view that we cannot know whether or not he exists. What do you have to say about that, God?
Well, to those people, I say, how can you doubt my existence if you hear me right now?
That is a very interesting point you make, God. Benevolent Heretic's second question is fighting the current U.S. government a waste of time? In other words, should we just sit back and relax and watch the disintegration of the country, the collapse, or should we be more active in changing things for the better?
Never resist what is. Allow the present moment to be. And all right action will come out of your intense presence and alertness.
On behalf of your coffin, Yarkovin, and Benevolent Heretic, I want to thank you for answering those questions, God. I want to remind all AboveTopSecret.com members that if they have any questions, feel free to U2U me at Akashic Wanderer. The questions will be asked to God in 2 days' time when he will return to our studios. God, it's not often I get to sit across a person like you. I want to ask you, are you some sort of mutant?
Yes, you can put it like that. I have some mutant qualities.
Continued on second half.